Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I've been multiplying my foliage plant collection. We like dracaenas, crotons, bromelias, pothos, and much more. Some will be coming inside and others move to a warm location. One like the pothos is very cold sensitive and temperatures below 50 degrees may not kill it, but temperatures can make it look bad. And how about your Christmas or holiday cactus? Lance Walheim, spokesperson for BioAdvance, will have the answers. We're waiting, of course, for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, or just make a comment. Kelly's at the control. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our home, so please join Kelly, Teresa, Lance, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us for hour number two of Better Lawns and Gardens. It's fall and November. It's just common in Florida to have lots of plants outside. Did you know some are damaged by temperatures below 40 degrees? Actually, some don't like it much below 50 degrees, but 40 can cause leaves to decline, and some in the African violet family actually die. One of my favorites was Apicia pink brocade. Gone overnight. I came home, I had a collection of them, I left it out in my vehicle, temperature got down below 50, and it just injured them. It's just amazing. Anyway, we're likely to add more foliage plants from our landscape and nursery to the home. What care should they be giving? Lance Walheim, spokesperson for BioAdvance, is going to help us in just a little bit. He's also going to help us keep the Christmas cactus or holiday cactus healthy. So we'll look forward to that. Thanks for stopping by for the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400. You might call us at about 8:20, okay? Or you can text us anytime. I have lots of text messages. We'll get to those at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, or you can just make a comment, be part of the program. Webpage for November is up. I have features on November chores, how plants keep time, cool season color, and growing onions. I grow lots of onions, love onions. Take a look at some of mine from a previous planting. The picture is there. Joni has butterfly gardening, that story, a nice picture there. There's also Tom's Got to Do's Moonsign Planting Dates, and that's all at betterlawns.com. Kelly's at the controls in the studio. He'll be answering your calls and keeping you happy. Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting the program from our homes. Again, you can call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680. Welcome back, everybody, for hour number two.
Glad to be back.
You're there. You're there. You scared me for a second, gang. All of a sudden, I figured, well, it's me.
Hey, you're still awake.
I know. I'm still here. Hey, did you all notice anything different this morning when the program started? I mean, and not from technology ends, but anything that was different about the environment?
I haven't looked outside yet.
Well, the sun was up.
It was brighter than usual, yeah.
Yeah, the sun was up. We went back to Eastern Standard Time. Do you all mind doing that? Do you like doing that, or what?
I would prefer to sleep in the morning and have it a little bit darker. But when we change the time and I get that extra hour, I always enjoy that.
Yeah. Kelly, how about you?
Same. And then we spring forward, and it's like, So it's, give and take, right?
Yeah, I kind of wish it would stay one way or the other myself. I like it at nighttime because I can't stay outside working, and Joni can't keep me out there working hard.
I should, but
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. She can only do it if she holds a flashlight for me.
Oh, there you go.
Working outside. Okay, here's one of my problems with the Christmas holiday or Thanksgiving cactus. See if you have this problem, too. You get them at the garden centers right now when they start to bloom. Then when you get them home, they lose their blooms very rapidly. You do not really have a great flowering plant until the next year. Do you have that problem?
I know of it, and I try and do some things that help me is that I don't always buy plants when they're in full bloom. But, yes, when you buy them and they're all gorgeous and you take them home a week later, you have nothing. It's kind of disappointing, and I know that people sometimes don't understand why.
Yeah, well, the plant just doesn't like to be moved is what it is. And the nurseries in the past have treated them. I forget what the product is. It's some form of silver, and it's supposed to help hold the blooms longer. But I just see them at the garden centers with the buds dropping off, and I feel sorry for the plants. But that's a good time to negotiate with the garden center and say, hey, look, I'll buy that plant, but I want it cheaper. And then you can take it home, get it started, and you'll have it next year, which would be kind of
good. Yeah, it can't hurt to ask. I mean, you never will get anything if you don't ask.
Yep, that's exactly right. Tell you what, let's get our good friend in. Let's get Lance Walheim, good friend, author, farmer, well-known horticultural expert in, because I want to find out what he's doing as far as the citrus at this time. Lance, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine. Joni's here. Teresa's here. Kelly's at the controls.
Good morning.
So everything's going well.
Good morning.
So what about the citrus? You're harvesting, right?
Yeah, we're getting into full-on harvest here. We started Meyer lemons last week. We're still finishing up some finger limes and some yuzus. Our seedless Kishu mandarins are about a week away. So in another couple of weeks, we'll be going full blast. We're hoping to get our first rain in about 6 months this morning.
Wow.
We'll be glad to get. We still have got some fire problems out here. They're mostly under control, but the smoke is just been horrible, and so we're hoping to get that rain, clear the air out a little bit so we can breathe.
Do you see deposits on foliage and things like that? Is it
everywhere? It's unbelievable. Everywhere. We have ash everywhere. I went up and cleaned the gutters out and blew the roof off, and it was a dusty mess.
Wow.
So now, Lance, does this happen every year with the wildflowers in your wildfires in your area?
Well, not every year. It sure seems like lately it's been worse, and, you know, there's a combination of reasons, the drought, and we've had some really severe weather. We're actually expecting to get our first light frost next week, which will be pretty early, too. But the last couple of years have just been horrible, and we had two major fires around here up in the mountains, and when the winds change and blow the smoke down here, it's tough.
Yeah. I can't. I know we've had fires in Florida, but not very often. But '98 was a big year, and there was lots of them around. Now, let's switch topics a little bit here. Indoor plants. We have some of our favorites. We like dracaenas. We like spathiphyllums. Do you have some favorites that you like?
I sure do. Well, you know, I like some of the common ones too. I love the dracaenas, and anything that's going to give you a little texture and a little color. Fiddly figs. The peace lily, I love that because it can, you know, it'll bloom and even in light, in low light. But, you know, the ones I've really loved recently are the calatheas or the prayer plants.
Ooh, I was going to say that. That's what my favorite too, Lance.
Yeah, they're really great. I've got one here that I just brought into my office a couple weeks ago, which is Calathea rufabarba. And it's a, you know, it's got a wrinkled, narrow leaf, and the stems are purple and hairy, as is the undersides of the leaves, and it's just such a pretty plant. And I know there's a whole bunch of them, so I'm gonna try some more.
Yeah, used to be sold in Florida as a second chance plant because if you messed up with it and didn't water it or something like that, you watered it again, it would come back to you. So hopefully,
that's exactly what we need, right?
Yeah, we need a second chance. You know, the one that surprises me that's out there right now, we've mentioned it before on the program, is the sansevierias, the snake plants. They are coming back. They're more popular than ever.
And because they're so tough and they can survive in low light. I was up at my daughter's house a couple of weeks ago, and she had some looking just absolutely great in the darkest places. I love those, and it's great texture, too. You know, it's a wonderful plant.
Yeah,
it goes so well with modern decorating and with the modern architecture. So sansevierias are lovely.
I saw
a whole bunch of them.
I saw a story in one of the architecture magazines just about that, you know, they're so upright and they're so distinct that if you use a whole bunch of them in lines, they're just gorgeous.
And all different types, too. Let's get over to the holiday plants, the Christmas cactus, Thanksgiving cactus. A lot of people have them, want to know what to do with them. What care is needed at this time?
Well, you know, the key thing is to make sure they're getting the right light. To get them to bloom around Christmas or Thanksgiving, it's a little late for that, but they need 12 to 14 hours of darkness for 6 weeks before they're going to, the period you want them to bloom. So that's key. You know, in some areas out here, it's pretty easy as long as it's not getting too cold. That's kind of what the sun is doing anyway. But, yeah, if you can keep them dark for 12 to 14 hours, that's one thing. When you bring them out during the day, you want bright indirect light, but not direct light. They'll sunburn if they're in too bright light. You want to watch the water, especially this time of year. Let them go pretty dry. And it doesn't hurt for them to be root-bound. So if you've got one you've had for a long time, I find they bloom better when they're root-bound. So go ahead and leave it where it is. And then when you've got it inside, it should be in pretty cool conditions. You know, keep it away from the heaters and the vents, and you should be in good luck. I have the same problem that you were talking about. So many times the house plants or whatever you're going to do are coming right out of a greenhouse into the nurseries or garden centers, and then they get that outdoor conditions changes, and then to further make things worse, you bring them indoors where it's really dry, and they drop their blooms. So you do have to be careful. Do whatever you can to increase the humidity with a lot of plants. With Christmas plants in general, one thing I always forget to do is puncture the little paper coverings that are on the pot, because that's just like having no drainage holes. So make sure you take a knife and puncture some holes so you can get the water out of that lining, that aluminum, you know, whatever made that paper is made out of.
Yeah. Now, when we bring the plants inside the home, we're bound to bring a few pests with us, and mites and mealybugs seem to be our worst. You got any controls or thoughts on that?
Yeah, whenever I bring mine in, I always make sure I wash them off. I'll even, you know, give them a little shot of insecticidal soap. The Natri insecticidal soap works great. We also, BioAdvance also has a plant food plus insect control spikes, which are really
I like useful. Them.
Yeah, and they're best found online is what I've found. So you put them in and it protects the insects, but protects the plants from insects for up to 8 weeks. So that's really useful. And they can be used indoors or out. So, yeah, you want to get the plants really cleaned up before you bring them in. I always do that.
Lance, one of the problems that I see a lot on Facebook and in my garden emails is the fungal gnats with houseplants. And so how would you recommend someone control those or not even get them, that they can prevent them?
Well, the key thing with the fungus gnats is, you know, they're little flies and people see them around their houseplant pots. And the key thing is it probably means you're overwatering. They like really wet soil, so back off on the watering is really one of the best control measures. And then there are some other things labeled you can use, but really it's a matter of overwatering in most cases.
Yeah. Go ahead, Teresa.
No, I was going to say that's an easy way to prevent it. That's good.
Yeah. The last thing that I have here is some people bring in ants and roaches with their plants. I remember I gave a plant to one of my secretaries one time I had outdoors, and she woke up in the middle of the night, there were roaches everywhere. that was out of a bromeliad.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one. The ants, of course, you can control with insecticidal soap usually, too, or making sure before you bring the plant in to really do a good job of soaking that root ball. If you take the root ball and put it in a bucket of water or a sink or something, a lot of times all the insects will run out and you won't have a problem once you bring them in. There's a lot of recommendations out there for diatomaceous earth and silica gels and things like that, but those are, you know, they can be pretty darn messy. BioAdvance has a home pest roach killer gel applicator, which is the bait, and all you have, it's a little pen. Again, best found online, and all you do is put a little dot of the stuff on the inside of the pot, and that'll attract the cockroaches, and they'll take it back to whatever cockroaches you got there and kill them all. So that
very
might
good.
Be worth trying, too.
Good. Lance, we've got to run, but we really appreciate it. We want to wish you well on this year's harvest and hope the rain comes today.
Yeah,
me too. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
okay,
you, Lance.
That's Lance, our good friend, author, farmer, and well-known horticultural expert. We're going to take a break right now. It's time for you to give us a call. We're waiting for you, 407-916-5400. That's 407-916-5400. I do have a number of text messages here. We'll be getting all of those also. But, of course, we wait for you, too. We'd love to hear from you, 407-916-5400. And we'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
At Steel, we're proud that much of our legendary gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, from trimmers to chainsaws, is built right here in America, working as hard as you do to get the job done. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The majority of Steel gasoline-powered units sold in the United States are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. If you want to give us a call, the number here is 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. Teresa, if you don't mind, let's start with one question here before I get behind on these text messages. And it says, could you recommend a full sun, non-flowering plant to use in a container on the patio? There's no shade, and they want one to grow upright rather than bushy. What do you think?
Well, he's got a couple of choices. We can use Podocarpus, which likes to be pruned. They could also do a Brody cedar or a Japanese blueberry.
Yep, any of those type of things. The Japanese blueberry, you'd have to trim it, of course. And I kind of like crotons myself for some color. So, and some of those are pretty upright also. So,
sure.
There's possibilities for you. We got phone calls?
We do. We have David in Orlando. Good morning, David.
Hello, David.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I've got a question related to growing, you know, tomato plants. I've had a lot of struggles with them with early blight and leaf miners. I've kind of gotten those under control at this point, but the latest challenge that I'm having is related to root nematodes that's causing a lot of stunted growth in the plant and a reduction in the overall production of fruit. I'm wondering if you have any suggestions on how to control that.
You know, this has not been a good year for tomatoes, and I hate to tell you, but my corn has been puny also. But it's been good. Joni and I have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But it hadn't been a good fall gardening year with all the late-season rains. Now, things have moderated some, so it's helping out. But as far as nematodes on tomatoes, you know, there's a couple of things that I do. Number one is I make sure I have the resistant variety, something that has nematode-resistant. But the problem there is they're not resistant to all root knot selections. There's different, varieties or strains, I guess a better word, of root knot. And so it's only certain ones that they'll be resistant to. So you try different varieties and see how it works. Otherwise, what I do when I plant my tomato plants in a root knot infested area, I open up a hole, put potting soil in, then plant the tomato plant, and it normally gets me through the season. Mm. Not that they won't become affected again, but that's what I do, and it seems to work pretty well. Teresa?
What about raised beds, too, as well? Are you putting them in the ground, David, or are they in containers or raised beds?
Well, they're in containers, and part of the problem maybe is that I'm continuing to use that soil over and not over and over, but you know, I think I'm getting infested, and then when I replant for the next season, they're sort of, you know.
Yeah, you want to change out your soil from spring to fall.
Yep, that's the other option. Put them in containers with clean soil, clean containers, and clean soil. Yep.
Okay, thank you so much, David.
Thank you.
We've got Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy.
Hello, Roy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
We're doing great.
All right. Hey, I got a question. My figs have been really struggling this year. I got a couple of fig trees, and I'm getting some leaves on them and a few figs, but they're kind of scrawny. I've been putting 10-10-10 fertilizer on them, and I started 12-0-12, and they're coming back now, but, you know, they're not really hardy looking, you know.
No, this is their time to go dormant. And so they aren't going to be. Just let them go at this point in time, and then do a little renewal pruning come spring, renew the mulch, and then put down a slow-release fertilizer. But right now, the figs are just going dormant. They want to go dormant, so don't push them along. Let them go dormant. Teresa?
Yep, that's exactly it. They're losing their leaves for a reason, and you can't do anything about it. Just enjoy not having to work so hard.
I got one question, if you got time, too, about green beans.
Okay.
My leaves, they grow good, and all of a sudden, you know, I can see the green leaves being chewed on the green beans, the green leaves on the green beans, and eventually they're gone, but the stems, they're not that hardy, the stems, they're kind of thin, but it doesn't bother them. Could it be snails?
No, if it's a little leaf is being chewed, does it kind of fold itself over?
No, it's just the edges are kind of gone on them, you know?
Okay, well, normally what that is a little leaf roller. It comes in and just folds the leaf over top of it. It clips a little bit of it. You know, it could be slugs. It's possible, but go out, you know, during the nighttime or very early in the morning and take a look. Otherwise, you got some caterpillars there feeding.
Is there anything I can put on them for that?
Yeah, Thuricide or Spinosad. If it's slugs, use the natural iron phosphate slug bait, one or the other.
That's it.
Okay, because I got some neem oil. Would that help?
I doubt it.
Thuricide, you said?
Thuricide, dipel. Yeah. Dipel is another form of it. Yeah, Thuricide or Spinosad.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Roy. We have Barb in Summerfield. Good morning, Barb.
Hello, Barb.
Barb, you there? Okay, well, Tom, let's take some text messages while Kelly retrieves Barb.
Okay, let me see what we got here. It said, what causes Italian cypress to develop brown spots and how can I prevent it? Someone told me the culprit are spider mites. Is that true? It's possible. There's also some fungal problems that cause the Italian cypress. Italian cypress is not one of my favorite plants. I'd rather use one of the upright junipers. But you have to find out what it is. And what I would do is I would take, you can look at it real closely yourself. Often the if it's a scale insect, you'll see some white or brown portions. If it's a fungus, you'll see a little spotting on the needles.
They can put a white piece of paper underneath it and shake the branch, and if it's spider mites, you'll see them come down.
Yeah, you'll see them come off that way. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can take some to your extension office. You may have to get an appointment to take it in. But they'd be happy to tell you which it is. You could try sending me a photo. I'd be happy to take a look. But Italian cypress have three problems: the mites, which you mentioned, scale insects, and also diseases that cause them to die out. Normally, that starts from the bottom and goes up.
Well, I will have to tell you, Tom, that yesterday, I'm so glad this person texted, because yesterday we went by a house in Castleberry that was just built about 2 years ago. And when it took about a year to get done. And when they planted the landscaping, they put in four Italian cypresses smack up against the house a little nook. And I said to Tony, I said, oh, my goodness, that they're going to be dead in a year. And sure enough, a year later, we're driving by and all of those Italian cypresses have brown up and down sides of the Italian cypress. They're not going to make it. And that was lack of air circulation. It's inevitable.
That's part of the secret on a lot of plants. They need air circulation to help keep the pests down. You'll also see this on camellias, where people have them in close quarters. They'll pick up T-scale more than the ones that are more out in the open, which is
interesting. There you go. All right. Thank you so much for that text. We have Barb back in Summerfield. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. Say, I have a peach tree that seems to be growing straight up in the air, and I was wondering, when is a good time to clip off the top of it?
Oh, you know, you could do it now. I don't want to force any growth out of it, but I would say I'd wait until January, cut the top out of it, and you want to cut it back fairly far. How tall is the peach tree?
Well, I would say it's over the roof.
Oh, okay, that's very tall. Yeah, you know, I'd be cutting it back, so it's probably no higher than head high. Because really what you want with peach trees is you want an open center. They normally have that done to it early when they're planted. So you want to make sure that they're planted, as soon as they're planted, they're pruned. Otherwise, just go ahead and I'd cut it back probably several feet right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to cut the
I had walked out of the room when the gentleman was saying what he put on his plants to scare the roaches away. Could you repeat that?
See what he used to scare. Oh, he uses the BioAdvance roach control gel, and you have to go online to get that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I usually use boric acid, but.
Yeah, well, boric acid would be fine, but you don't want to put that in with the plants because plants are very sensitive to boron.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I appreciate
all right, thank
that.
You,
is there
Barb.
A brand name or anything?
BioAdvance.
BioAdvance, and it's their roach control gel. I don't know what the total official name is, but it's a little gel that you can just put on to the side of the pots.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I tell you what, let's take a break right at this time, and if you want to give us a call, you certainly can. The number is 407-916-5400. But there's just, I have a number of email questions, text message questions, and we'll be happy to get them to you and try to get you an answer as soon as possible here. But also, we'd love to hear from you at 407-916-5400, and we'll get you an answer that way also. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $80. $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. If you want to give us a call, number's 407-916-5400. But I want to do a couple of text messages first, and I have one of Joni's favorites here. And it says, when is the best time to cut back a crepe myrtle? When is the best time to fertilize? And Joni, you would probably say?
I don't know.
Don't cut them back.
Yeah. I didn't want to get in trouble, you know.
I know. Yeah, you know, if you got to cut them back, the best time is going to be January, February. But we don't cut ours back. We have it Natchez, and we've never cut it back. Teresa?
No. Yeah, there's no reason to cut them at all, except if they're in the wrong place. And you can always cut back branches that are going the wrong way, you know, for good air circulation, that are smaller than your pinky, if they're too close to the house, or if you just want to cut back the seed pods. But other than that, there's no reason to cut them back.
Yeah, and we do cut back branches that are overhanging the driveway if it would hit the car. Natchez is so big, it provides shade.
It's lovely.
It's really kind of neat. Okay, very quickly here. Can I over one of my coleus starts, I guess cuttings or new plants, in a covered area for next year in Tallahassee? Coleus doesn't like cold temperatures, so keep them as warm as possible. That's what I would say. Teresa?
Yep, I think so, too. You just they'll freeze back so readily, especially if they don't have a lot of roots. And if they're propagating them, they want to make sure that they're in a good, warm place.
Yeah, let me do this one here. It says, hey, Tom and Teresa and Joni, I brought back a young pine tree from the Smokies. Will it make it? And my guess is no.
No, I don't think it will, especially pine trees. You know, it's just sad. But enjoy it while you have it.
That's right. Decorate it for Christmas. Okay, Teresa.
Charlie Brown pine tree, Christmas tree.
Right.
Okay, we have, we have Elizabeth in Palm Bay. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth.
She actually dropped off.
Oh, did she? Okay. Then we have Bob in St. Pete. Good morning, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
We're fine. How can we help you?
I've got a Fuchsia persimmon tree.
Okay.
That was it's about a couple years old, but it was struggling like all summer. And it was like turning brown, and the leaves looked like they were being eaten. And I sprayed it with, you know, like a bear, you know, this. And it was doing okay, but it looked pretty bad. All the leaves dropped.
Okay, well, that's normal. Okay.
That's normal, like, so
normal,
like in November,
for this time of
October,
year.
November?
Yeah, they're deciduous trees, so it'd be normal to lose its leaves at this time. Has it been struggling before this time? I mean, in the spring? When was it planted?
It was about 2 years ago.
Okay, has it been struggling all this time?
Yes, all this time.
Yeah. I tell you what I would do, Bob. I think it's time to lift the tree and reset it. I think it's got a root problem if it's not growing. Yeah, persimmons make good growth normally. It's not abnormal for them to pick up some leaf spots and things of that nature, but it should be making good growth. They're really, you know, good growing trees for us in Florida. So I would, if it was fine.
It had no new growth on it, so
that's what I would do.
Problem.
It's struggling. Yeah, you want to check the root ball. So pop it up and see what's going on. Make sure that you see a flare at the bottom, that it's not planted too deep, especially not too much mulch on top of it. And just check it out and replant it and kind of shock it and see what happens.
You haven't got anything
to do with water? How often should you water it?
Once to be moist. Yeah, you water it every day for about a week or two, and then you start backing off every 2 to 3 days. It likes to be moist, but not overly wet.
Right. So if it's established, two times a week should be fine with our Florida rain during the summer.
Okay. And I got one other question. Mango trees. When do you prune those back?
You can prune them back as soon as they finish fruiting. You can, if we prune them too early in the year, you cut off flower buds. But if it really needs to be reshaped, you can cut them off right before flowering also. So anytime between after fruiting's over with and before they start to flower.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
All right. Okay, and Tom, one last question here. We have Gene and Stuart.
Okay, Gene, how can we help you?
Good afternoon. This nice wind blew over a couple of my orchid pots, and so I, in the process of repotting, and I find that in the smaller pots, I have a very nice root-bound problem. And
okay.
So can I know in like flowers, I just strip down and pull them apart and put them in the soil.
Okay. Normally what we do, you know the type of orchid it is?
No, it's not Phalaenopsis. I know that.
Okay.
But is it a type that normally grows in soil, or is it one that, normally grows in a potting mix, a bark mix or something like that?
Well, they seem to have a soil base to them. When I buy them, they're always in pots. So.
Okay, so you buy them at the garden centers?
The garden show, yeah, orchid show.
Okay, yeah, my guess is it's supposed to be in barks, part of it, or some type of loose, chunky mix. And what happens is, as the mix gets older, it breaks down and looks like soil in the end. So when you repot those, you actually cut off some of the old roots and get rid of the old roots, and you can cut off a few of the new ones also, and then repot them and do any dividing that's necessary at that time also. You may want to have them checked, but if it's something like the nun's orchid, then that's a terrestrial orchid, and so that grows in soil and has a kind of a big bulb-type base to it. But I think you need to find out what type of orchid you have first. You want to send me a picture? Feel free to do that. You can send it to TomMack1996@AOL.com or get up on our website, BetterLawns.com, and tell me you want to send me a picture, and I'll take a look at it for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Gene.
You're welcome. I tell you what, we're going to take a break right now. It is break time, but we still have time for your questions, 407-916-5400. I have a number of text messages here. We're going to do our best to get to all of them before the end of the program, okay? So go ahead, you can still text us 23680, or you can call us at 407-916-5400. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Most of us have seen hashtag Facebook and Instagram posts celebrating family events, new houses, achievements, or causes we support. All are important, but do you find yourself adding hashtag blessed before you post? Has social media made it too easy to compare the successes of others by a little bit of humble bragging of your own? It's not wrong to acknowledge our blessings, but maybe we've lost sight of what God meant by the term blessed. If you said yes to Jesus, you've already been blessed over and above anything you could ever deserve. If you haven't, you're missing life's greatest blessing. But here's what to remember. God blesses us so that we can be a blessing. Blessings aren't to hoard, but to share. When we've been given much to be thankful for, we should share generously with others. So the next time you're feeling hashtag blessed, ask God how to use that particular blessing to be a blessing to others. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
And we're back, and this is kind of the end of hour number two, so we're going to have to pick up the pace just a little bit here, and we'll get to your calls, we'll get to all these text messages. I want to start off with this one here. It says, "My zucchini squash seems to have a hard time producing female flowers this season. Any ideas? I haven't found anything strange about them. I think it's just what happens quite often. You get a lot of male flowers in the beginning, and then eventually the female flowers start coming on, and you get the fruits, and it's a matter of being patient." Teresa, there's one for you. "What would you recommend for a good flowering plant for containers and mostly sunny area?"
Oh, there's so many great choices, but I love pentas. Pentas are a good choice, and then also, too, mandevillas, depending on where you are in the state for the wintertime. Lantana is a good choice. Oh, yeah. New Guinean patience is a good choice. And then you want to do that thriller, filler, and spiller, so having something tall in it, and then putting a rounding out plant in the middle of it, and then a spiller. So something like succulents and licorice plants will work well, too.
Yeah, I like the pentas. I'll put petunias around the outside.
There you go. That would be good.
Here's one here. I'll just answer this one real quick. "My onion plants are coming in the mail next week. Do you prepare your soil any particular way? I prepare it like I would for any garden. Just mix in, if it's a sandy soil, mix in organic matter. Have the pH adjusted. If you want, you can put down a little bit of fertilizer or just mix in some manure, and your onions will do just fine." Teresa, we got a call?
We do. We have Phil in Winter Garden. Good morning, Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. I have an oak tree that were planted in my backyards in the springtime, and it appears like the leaves are starting to deteriorate and turn brown. Could this be curing?
Yeah. What type of tree was it? Plant?
An oak tree.
Oak tree. Okay. And the leaves are starting to turn brown on it? Now, do you know what type of oak tree it was?
No, I really don't.
Okay. Does it have a leaf with several sections to it or just a rounded leaf?
It has several sections to it.
Okay. Well, that could be one of the red oaks, one of the Shimardai type oaks, and they would drop their leaves at this time of the year.
They would go deciduous, yes.
Mm. Oh, they do? So that wouldn't be a fungus or anything that I'd have to worry about?
I doubt it. If it is, it would be one which would be affecting the roots. But as long as the stems are still green, you might just take some of the leaves to your extension office or send me a picture and I'll tell you what you got.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah, thanks. Will it drop all the leaves this winter or just
yes.
A portion?
If it's a red oak, yep.
If it's a Shumard, it will.
I would think a red oak, yeah. The trees were beautiful up until a couple of weeks ago, and it looked like, to me, like they didn't have enough water or something because they were deteriorating. But hopefully you've helped me.
Yep, send me a picture.
Thanks,
okay.
Sir.
There we
You're
go. We have
welcome.
Bob in Tallahassee. Good morning, Bob. We only have a few minutes.
Greetings.
Hello, Bob. We've got about a minute.
Greetings. What I have is a lemon tree, and the lemons have black spots on them.
Okay, so the fruit's deteriorating. What you might need to try is a copper fungicide. If it's already got the black spots on them, you're not going to be able to do anything to it. But I would try, in the future, I'd use something like a copper fungicide and see if that helps. Could be a cultural problem. Make sure it has adequate water and fertilizer also.
Well, it's got that. So black spots are the black. I mean, the lemons look fine. They just got black spots.
Now, do the spots rub off?
Negative.
Okay, so they're in the fruit itself. So that would be some type of fungal activity, I would think, on the fruit.
Oh, okay. So
okay, and the copper will help you there.
Don't use the lemons for anything, or?
Oh, no, you can use the lemons. Yeah, just follow the instructions on the copper fungicide if you want to spray it. If not, the lemons are totally edible. Don't worry about it.
All right, next question. I have transplanted Ohio maples, and they've grown, but the bark has cracks in it all the way up and down. Is it because of the heat?
Maples sometimes get that. That can be a problem, and it could be due to a heat problem, but sometimes they just develop it normally. Not much you can do about it, regretfully.
Right, okay, it's fine. It's growing fine. It just looks like, it's got an old skin disease.
Yeah, some of them will get like that. Hey, I got to run. We're at the end of it's a hard break. Music's up. I have a number of questions here. Should I? What type of fertilizer should I put on my lawn at this time of the year? Just get anybody's lawn fertilizer. We'll be fine. Teresa?
Thank you so much for calling. We want to thank Alexis Caffrey with the Kanapaha Botanical Gardens and Lance Walheim for being on today. We certainly appreciate it.
And Joni doing the balsam pear story, so we're in good shape there.
Yes.
We'll keep some of these questions over till next week. I'll write them down, and we'll have the answers for you for next week. When we get overloaded, like this, I say, get up on the webpage also, and we'll be happy to answer things there. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.